Yeah, thanks, Sasha. Here we are, Grinshaw Netball Club, a Marius Netball special, extra camp, over half term. Friend of the podcast, any more words I could possibly squeeze before Laura Malcolm. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. What do you say after
that? I'm exhausted. Your turn to speak now.
You forgot to mention Crazy Cat Lady.
Oh, very
that's
good.
That's probably the only one, yeah.
First of all, you've been back at Grinshaw. You've been at Grinshaw before, so what's it like to be back?
It's really nice, actually. It's a really lovely club. Everyone's really welcoming. And it's a different area for me to work in, so it's nice to come and work up here.
How do you see the standard here in the North East?
Well, it's definitely progressing. Obviously, for these guys, they've moved up into Prem 1 this year, which is really good for them. And it's good for all the young girls to have a club where they can have that progression and they can work towards that and have their own role models within the club. So, yeah, it's definitely building.
Do you enjoy half-term? Is it non-stop, nice, calm something down the country?
Half-term's not a thing for me anymore, unfortunately. I think when I was a teacher, I enjoyed it. Now when I'm coaching, I feel like your half-terms are probably more busy than when it's in-term. So, yeah, it's a bit crazy, to be honest with you. I've got a crazy day today, but it's doing what I love, so happy days.
Have you got more Thunder camps as well in the next couple of weeks?
Our Thunder camps have just been running, actually. We had performance camps, which I was more involved with this time, and that's for our Thunder pathway, to get fitness testing done and to work on some key things and to get some match play. So they've just finished and we're just back into normal training this week.
How have you found that change from being a player to now being in charge of the pathway? Is it been easy, or has it been a heck of a lot more work for you?
It's a lot of work, definitely a lot of work, and I think, unfortunately, because of that, I've really had to put Myers Netball on the back burner, but it's such a good opportunity to develop my coaching. I'm definitely happy that I've grabbed it with both hands and I'm learning so much from it. So yeah, but it's definitely a lot more work than just being a player, that is for sure.
Has there been changes to the pathways, or have they already been set up pretty well and you've just...
Yeah, no, Shona, obviously I'm only doing a maternity cover, so yeah. Shona's pretty much given me... Well, she definitely has given me month-by-month instructions on what I'm supposed to be doing. Manchester Thunder this year have introduced another level to the pathway called the Thunder Bees, and that's just making sure that we're getting more young girls playing in our pathway, really. But that's all set up by Shona and Karen and Debbie before I even stepped into post.
But you know you're going to get that support anyway, with Manchester being such a hotbed of talent as well, so...
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the exact numbers, but we were getting, like, hundreds of girls on trials for very few spaces. And it's just... I think I was overwhelmed, really, seeing that many girls trialing for Thunder. And the best thing for me is to see that many girls wanting to play at an elite level, not just wanting to play netball. They're competitive and they enjoy competing and they're not scared to push to the next level. So Manchester is definitely full of talented netball players, and it's really lucky that we've got that big pool to choose from.
You probably had an idea of that Thunder side for next year before you decided to come back, but what are you looking forward to most?
Oh, I just love being with my friends, to be honest with you. And it got to a point, really, I had a great time at Seven Stars, but it got to a point, really, where I was travelling more than I was training, which isn't obviously the best performance decision for my netball. So it's been really great to get a few extra sessions in consistently every week with my team. And I'm just really enjoying spending time training with my friends. And that sounds so cheesy, but it's true. It's just nice. I'm just enjoying it. I just have a laugh at every training session. So that's really positive.